This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday the United States will always have Israel's back and warned no enemy of Israel should exploit the attacks. Speaking at the White House, Biden expressed unwavering support for Israel after gunmen from the Palestinian group Hamas rampaged through Israeli towns, killing and capturing scores of civilians and soldiers in a surprise assault.
I personally am going to remain in close contact with Prime Minister Netanyahu as this situation continues to develop. And let there be no mistake, the United States stands with the state of Israel. Just as we have from the moment the United States became the first nation to recognize Israel 11 minutes after its founding 75 years ago.
The assault was met by Israel with massive retaliatory airstrikes that killed scores in the Gaza Strip. And clouds of black smoke and orange flames billowed in Gaza on Saturday into the evening sky after Hamas armed wing launched 150 rockets toward Israel's city of Tel Aviv. High-rise tower in Gaza City, known as the Palestine Tower, was hit by an Israeli retaliatory strike, seen on video obtained by Reuters. Palestinian Islamist group Hamas took Israel by surprise on Saturday with the biggest attack for decades. At least 200 Israelis were reported killed and 1,100 wounded by gun battles raging in more than 20 locations inside Israel. In Gaza, health officials reported more than 230 people killed and 1,600 wounded. The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a bipartisan congressional delegation led and arrived in the Chinese Business Center of China Saturday, their first stop on an Asian tour designed to advance U.S. economic and national security interests. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Schumer and his delegation met Saturday with Shanghai Communist Party Chief Chen Xiying, who said he was happy to meet with the delegation and send positive signals to the world that China and the U.S. can hold dialogues and cooperate. Schumer agreed and told the party boss U.S. businesses want a more level playing field with China.
We believe we need reciprocity, allowing American companies to compete as freely in China as Chinese companies are able to compete here.
U.S. officials said the group also hopes to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on their visit. Jeff Koster, VOA News.
U.S. employment increased by the most in 8 months in September as hiring rose broadly, pointing to persistent labor market strength that could give the Federal Reserve ammunition to raise interest rates again. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard has more.
Friday's U.S. jobs report smashed expectations, nearly doubling economists' forecasts for jobs added in September. The number, a whopping 336,000 jobs, marks the biggest increase in hiring since January and points to a still strong labor market, which could leave the door open for the Federal Reserve to hike rates again before the end of the year. The labor market's resilience, 18 months after the Fed started raising rates to cool demand and tame decades-high inflation, suggests that monetary policy could remain tight for some time. The unemployment rate last month was unchanged at 3.8%, still near historically low levels.
Jennifer Bernhard, Reuters. The Powerball jackpot is up to an estimated $1.4 billion, with no grand prize winners since the July 19th drawing. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Powerball tickets being sold at a frenzied pace. The jackpot, the world's fifth largest lottery prize after 33 consecutive drawings. The estimated $1.4 billion is for a sole winner who opts for annual checks over 30 years. Most lottery winners take the cash, which in this case is an estimated $614 million. The next drawing is tonight. The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. Good luck. I'm Julie Walker.
Police fired tear gas on Saturday in Madagascar's capital city, Antananarivo, to disperse a demonstration challenging the incumbent president, Andre Rajoelina. The protesters carried cauliflowers as a symbol for their cause after a man arrested by the police on suspicion of being an opposition demonstrator earlier in the week was found to be carrying one of the vegetables. They want Rajoelina disqualified from running on the grounds that he is not a Madagascar citizen. He dismisses that. I'm